We are KHD20. We are about to start our D&D campaign, Session 5.
Woo!
I'm with my co-hosts, Kennedy.
Hello.
And Casey.
Hi!
So we're really excited to get started today. Kennedy, would you like to do our recap?
I can.
What?
Oh.
You can.
I can. Yes, I can, because I have notes of things that are spelled wrong. Like usual. Okay, so last time you saw Casper, Presday, and a mysterious man who looked strangely like Gandalf and the Lorax. That was Fireball. That's all we called him.
That's all he said.
That's all he said. He was like a Pokemon, and his name was Fireball. We did not catch him. He kind of just followed. So we were moving toward Aldaris, and we came in contact with Fireball. And he looked slightly battered and a little burned, but as you can guess from his name, there might be a reason for that. So we were just walking about, kind of walked past this guy, because we're like, he only says Fireball, and he wasn't, I don't know, he seemed like he had a plan for where he was going. And then we heard growling from the trees, and a cat came out and attacked us. It was definitely only a cat. There was nothing special about it.
There was a lot of things special about that cat. Come on.
What, that it looked like a leopard with six legs and two tentacles coming from its back?
Exactly. Come on. Give my boy some credit, okay? He was cool.
What was he called? I wrote his name down.
So that was a displacer beast.
Thank you.
Yes.
I wrote it down, I swear. And so we fought it after it tried to maul Fireball. But then, you know, near-death experiences tend to bring you together. So we went and we camped with Fireball. And then it got real dark, real fast, and real rainy and scary looking, which was not normal. And so Casper decided to wake up Presday and Fireball because Casper did not need to sleep. And Casper was very busy learning about trees. Because he's determined. He's determined to prove to Presday that he knows what an oak tree is. He's determined. He really is. And so they went to a cave after playing lackluster charades with Fireball.
Because Fireball is the only one that saw the cave.
And he can only say Fireball. And so we went to the cave. And, you know, there was a nice tunnel and a scary tunnel. And so we went down the nice tunnel, and we found a bunch of mycelians. Nope, that's not what they're called.
They're called myconoids.
Myconoids. Myconoids. They're colorful mushroom people, and they were very nice. And they were like, go meet the big one. We were like, what? And so we went, and we met the big one.
He was very big.
He was
Spoiler.
Very big.
Large. What?
And anyways, we talked to the big one, and apparently the big one talked to Fireball too, but Casper's not sure about that, okay? And so we chatted it up, and the big one was like, okay, so there's this cat, and he's bothering us. And we were like, does this cat happen to have six legs and two tentacles? He goes, yes. We go, crap. And so we decided we were going to help the big one. And so we went and we killed the displacer beast. Not easily, but we did it. And so we got to keep a dagger of Sorrel. And Sorrel, guys, just completely skipped over this part. Because it's definitely y'all who skipped over it, not me. Sorrel is one of the heroes of the land. She was a druid who lived in these woods and then eventually made it to a town, or a big city, per se, actually. And she was not comfortable. She was like, I need to go back to the woods. But she decided to save everybody anyways. And so no one's seen her in a long time, but the big one had her dagger, and it had some Elvish on it. What'd the Elvish say?
The Elvish inscribed on the dagger said, "In the ground we hold strong."
Whoa, bilingual.
Whoa. Our elf knows Elvish?
Whoa.
Crazy.
And so, yeah, we helped the big one. We learned that the big one used to be called Mikey by Sorrel, which is fun. but yeah, so we helped. We went on our way back towards Alderaas and Fireballed, you know? And Casper swears Fireball talked to him, but nobody will believe Casper.
Okay. So before...
But, DM.
Oh, you have more?
But
yes?
DM.
Oh, yeah.
But DM.
What?
Did we level up?
You know, you guys did level up.
Yes.
So, yay. Do you guys want to talk a little bit about leveling up in
so,
D&D?
I press his button and I click the up arrow. No, okay, it's more than that. So, personally, leveling up gets me more max HP. I get to increase an ability score or gain a feat, but you more often than not, you will increase an ability score.
Especially at low levels.
Especially at low levels. And I get another spell. Yay!
What do you get, Presday?
I also get an ability score improvement. I unlock a new monk thing I get to do, which is slow fall now. And the big thing with leveling up as a monk, you get another key point. Woo! Thank goodness. I finally get to do more things.
Yeah, because, you know, she can't move unless she has a key point. Also, leveling up counts as a long rest.
Yes.
Yes, you guys long rested.
Which is good because I still did not have all of my health back.
I know Casper didn't.
Yeah, no.
Yay, long rest. Whee!
Yay, you guys are all up. You have all your health, all your spells. What?
I just got targeted right there.
Well, as a monk, Brazde has no spells. So
no.
You don't have magic.
No, I have key.
Okay. Well, isn't that like that's how magic works? It's just a key to the soul.
It's very insightful, Casper.
I mean, that's how it works for me. I kind of just look inside and then it opens and there's just a flush of magic and then it works.
Mine is less with magic, but with energy, both personal and that of the universe.
Well, I don't know. Occasionally I hit things with my halberd and Lycandria adds some radiance to it.
I'm more of just hit things and I use my energy to hit them hard and a lot.
Well, that's quite impressive. Do you go to the gym often?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway.
Roleplay aside.
Anyway.
For those of you who have never been here before, that was Casper and Preston.
Yes.
They're just in the corner right now waiting.
Yeah. That was a canon interaction, actually.
Yes.
Okay. Casey, do we have something else to do before we start
today? Before we start.
We do. Give me just a moment.
Drum
roll. The suspense. No, you have to make drum sounds. I don't think that'll register.
No, that's... So what drum we sounds. Have is... This dice. Is a dice. It's a... I have suddenly forgotten the name.
Advent,
yes.
Advent calendar of dice.
It's an advent calendar of dice that my mom got us for D&D.
Courtesy of... you said your mom, but what's your mom's name?
Katie Davis.
Woo! Shout out to Katie Davis.
Yes.
She's a real one.
Yes. And so we're going to open day one.
Or... I think the way that we can do this is you can choose whatever day you want to open, and each one of us opens one.
But is there 20 on there? How many are
24.
On?
Oh, we could roll a d20.
Roll a d20. That's a good idea.
We're
going
to roll d20s.
Yes. So we're actually going to roll d20s.
Because it's
D&D,
obviously.
Yes, of course.
What'd you get?
15.
You got 15? Okay, I'm gonna let you open first.
Okay.
I got an 8.
You got an 8. Let me see what I get. First roll. 16.
I can't do it.
Oh.
They're struggling.
I'm struggling.
Yeah, you might need to, like, use a pencil to, like, pop some of it out. While she's doing that, I need to look at my modifiers and look at what I actually want to up with my...
Oh, it's open now.
That's not aggressive at all.
Okay, so I've got a D10, and it's, like, gold and black, and it's very cool.
Oh.
It's very nice.
It is very cool.
That's super cool.
We'll post a picture on the Instagram after this.
Yes, go check out our Instagram to see our cool dice.
KHD20. There's a little picture of a dragon.
Gimme.
Here.
Oh,
you probably need those. Wow. Yes, it is a D10. It's the 10 portion of the D10s, not the 100 portion of the D10s.
Yes.
But it's very nice.
I didn't even need your scissors.
Well, okay. You're stronger than I am. I just rolled low.
Ooh. I got a blue and white D12. It's like all swirly.
It is swirly.
That is also very cool.
It looks like water.
This is very
nice.
Cool.
Okay. What did you roll?
I rolled a 16.
Ooh.
Also didn't need the scissors, even though I'm like accidentally tearing the door off this thing. There's nothing in here.
What?
There's nothing in this one.
What?
So I may re-roll because I have a feeling this is one where the dice accidentally fell into a different one.
One of them is two.
I can't see where it fell into though.
Is that a mini?
Oh, there might be minis.
It looks like there's a mini.
Should I re-roll?
Yeah, re-roll.
Yeah.
No way.
It probably fell into something else. Okay, 3.
3.
Kennedy, stop peeking.
I'm cheating.
Stop.
I didn't do it on purpose. I was looking for the dice.
Ah, here we are. Ooh. I got a clear and white smoked D6.
Dude, that's a
damper
dice.
With red inking.
That's
a damper
cool.
dice.
Oh my gosh, awesome.
Dude, this is a Casper dice, actually.
Casper the ghost.
Casper the friendly ghost. Not Casper the fireball.
That is really cool.
Okay.
Yes. We will be posting pictures of those dice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, roll for this one. You're right. Okay, so now that we've got all of the...
Now that we've done all of our pre-session random nonsense.
Just a little.
I still haven't chosen a feat or an ability score for
me. Wait.
I increased my strength and I chose the spell heroism.
What's that spell?
What's that spell?
Explain the spell to
temporary hit points. I gotta read it, hold on. A willing creature you touch is imbued with bravery. Until the spell ends, they're immune to being frightened and gain temporary hit points equal to my spellcasting modifier, which is 4. Which is
nice.
Not a lot. Except if I cast it higher, they get other things. Oh, I can cast it on more people, actually. But
nice.
That will probably change because I change my spells a lot.
You do change your spells a lot.
For changing spells, we play with the rule of you can change it every long rest.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I don't think, the rule in the player's handbook. That is the rule we play with because we like it.
We do a lot of
house rules.
We make our own rules here.
Rebels.
Just a little.
Just a bit.
Just a little. Okay, well.
Just want to ask first before I choose this.
Okay.
I'm looking at choosing a feat and choosing lucky. Is that okay to do? That is perfectly okay.
It works.
Someone's missing their monk. Okay. Their halfling monk.
This is a different Lucky from that one.
I know.
However, my dice choose to hate me sometimes, and I really like having a fallback. But yes, I do have Lucky on a different monk character, but it's a different form of Lucky.
Yes, that's really funny.
I just roll terribly.
Yeah. I totally approve of the Lucky.
Wonderful. It's like my favorite thing. I also gained slow fall. So.
Nice.
So I can use a reaction to reduce falling damage by equal to 5 times my monk level.
Dang.
Oh, so I should throw you guys some off like, some buildings or
something. I can't fly.
I can fall.
I can't
You
do
can fall good.
I can't do I
can
either of good. Those things.
It's called falling with style.
Falling with style?
You
all know that reference.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I don't know that reference.
Toy Story.
I do know that reference.
Anyways, to focus back once more.
Yes, to focus. Because that's what we do here. We're so good at focusing.
We're great at focusing.
So good. Okay, so we are going to do a little bit of a time skip.
Whoa.
They're saying that because
you hear the tick of a clock.
Sure. So it's been a couple days since your adventure with Fireball. You've put the little Myconoid civilization behind you. And you are arriving at Alderaz.
Yay!
As you walk, this is still forested. It is getting pretty dark. But you can see lights in the distance, so there's not really a point to stop. As you go into this clearing that opens up into this, like, prairie, you see kind of a town surrounding high walls. The town outside of the walls is... It's not bad, per se, but it's, like, mostly wooden, but you see a lot of, like, abandoned buildings. A lot of the buildings are kind of falling apart or look on the rougher side, especially towards the edges of the town. You can kind of see these walls are, like, pristine stone. And beyond these walls, you see the... very tops of rooftops that look much nicer than the buildings outside of the wall.
So there is no war in Ba Sing Se.
This is not Ba Sing Se. All right, I mean, what's Ba Sing Se? We don't have Ba Sing Se in D&D.
There is no Ba Sing Se in D&D.
Okay, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM, Conway, Arkansas. We are KHD 20. We just got into our session tonight, and I'm just going to ignore all the Ba Sing Se jokes from here on out. what have you guys been talking about, besides the magic conversation that was totally canon?
Casper has been using his natural 20 from last session to learn more about trees.
And Preste is quite enthusiastically now trying to help him because he's fine. We've been traveling together for quite a bit, and he's finally getting it.
Hey, Casper, can you roll me a d20 for a wisdom check?
You told me I got advantage. Last time, I wrote it down.
I know.
Take a picture of that right now. Take a picture of that. It's not double nat ones, I promise, but it's still really bad. Oh, God. 6. Mind you, I rolled a 3 and a 4.
Should have taken Lucky.
This was a joke. No. I was going to be really nice. You rolled a 3 and a 4.
It's a six.
You rolled a 6. You were learning a lot.
Dang it.
However much you retain.
Casper saw a butterfly.
You saw a butterfly. Yeah. You got a little distracted, and some of the knowledge kind of slipped your brain.
Casper takes out this little twig that he has. Okay. And on this twig is a bunch of leaves that he has stringed onto this twig, each from a different tree. And there's like a little bit of mud on one of the ends to keep the leaves on there. And then on the other side, there's this little rope that ties back to the other side so he can hold it. And so he's looking at it like flashcards. And he pulls up a leaf and he's like, "So this is the oak leaf."
We were doing so well. No.
Is this the maple leaf?
No.
Is poison ivy?
Yes.
Oh no. And he puts it back.
Oh, poor Casper. Poor Casper.
He puts it back.
Yes.
Okay, <For later>. So...
Just wait until we get into the types of oaks.
Oh, no!
Oh, boy. So, you guys have arrived at Alderaz.
This is Alderaz?
Casey just pulled up a picture of leaves.
Casper got really exasperated.
I thought you guys deserved to know that.
there might have been a slightly audible gasp.
I think there was. Yes. Okay. So you guys have finally arrived at the city that started it all.
Whoa.
Well.
Okay. Whoa. All right. So we need to find Rudy, right? And a cave.
Yeah.
He said a cave, right?
No cave. No cave.
No to the cave.
But
yes
but
to
Rudy.
Rudy.
Okay, okay, okay. And he wants us to get a jewelry box from... I was going to say Sherlock Holmes actually.
What?
No, I'll make up a fantasy address. Hold on. Three, five, six. Dragon Lily Lane.
Yes, and don't forget we need to check it before we leave. There's supposed to be 12 things in there.
It's smaller than my fingers.
It's okay. We
wait, can. Wait, I remember. We've been over this. I can count with my toes.
Yes.
Really certainly said the same thing. He told us.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yes. So, you guys are walking through the city, or the outskirts of the city. I assume you guys are heading towards the wall.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Because there are no street signs outside of the city. There are just buildings.
Bestie, do you have your papers?
I would assume we would, since we've been going to different cities.
You guys would have your papers, yeah.
Do you have your papers?
Yes, do you have yours?
I think so. Casper turns around, takes a knee, pulls his bag right in front of him, digs around, and then you see this little pristine booklet that's got all of his little papers in there, and it's whatever the fantasy form of laminated is, and Reverend made it for him because
it's waxed.
It's waxed covered paper.
The only thing that has survived this bag so
the
far.
The only thing that's in this backpack, and it's okay because there's beeswax on it. Beeswax specifically, so it's waterproof also.
Yes.
And so, Casper pulls it out. It's a tiny booklet. It's very pristine. And he's like, yes, I actually do.
Presidente, she probably has this tucked inside, like, her tunic pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on the inside. And she just, like, pulls out like a little wallet with like all her like papers and cards and just like neatly pulls it out. It's not waxed or anything, but it's still in its like cardstock form.
Nice. Okay.
Casper opens it up and shows her the picture, and his eyes are not open. It's just like a toothy grin.
I imagine that is exactly what it is, actually, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys are walking towards this wall, specifically towards the gate that would get you into the upper city. As you walk up, you see that the gate is very closed.
What?
There wasn't, like, anyone around. And you see on the wall a little torch. On top of it, and you see, like, a little guy sitting up there.
Got it. Hello? Can you help us, please? would like to get into Aldera's. We have our papers.
He holds up his little book.
You gotta see this guy kind of like stand up and look over. And he just goes, no entry until the morning.
But it's getting kind of cold.
Go find an inn then.
Oh, that makes sense. I think we should find... Oh, sorry. I think we should find an inn.
I think so, too. Let's go. We'll come back in the morning.
All right. Bye!
I think we're heading to find an inn.
Okay.
So much silent giggling happening in here.
Yes.
I'm really happy we have ambiance because there's so much where we're just like, oh my gosh, I need a minute or else I won't be able to talk.
Like, we can't talk, we're just laughing.
Okay, so you guys wander a little bit through the streets. There's not really a lot of activity out here. Most of the homes or shops are closed up and there's not really lights on at all. There's not really even street lights. The only real light that you have here is the moon and the residual light kind of coming from the inner city. But as you walk, you kind of see a little sign that says, Warm Kettle Inn and Tavern, and it has an arrow pointing down a road, and you kind of look down it and you kind of in the distance see some lights.
I'm gonna say we start heading towards it, probably.
Cool.
Dice are being rolled.
What are you guys' passive perceptions?
Oh joy. 13.
Not a lot. 12.
Okay. You guys hear from the rooftops like whistling, like bird sounds.
Casper would look towards the bird because he likes animals.
Can you roll a perception check for me?
Nope. 15. Terrible. Not
okay.
Terrible.
Okay. When you look, you see the tail end of a cloak.
Question is Casper smart enough to realize it's a cloak? Or does he think it's a Scissordale flycatcher?
It looks like fabric.
Okay.
It would be a...
That would be a large Scissordale flycatcher.
It would be very hard to mistake it for anything.
Casper saw the big one last week. Anything is possible.
Fair enough.
Casper would... Like, you know how on, like, the elbow of a tunic there's extra fabric? He's gonna reach over and pull on it.
Yes?
I think there's a cloak billowing above that rooftop.
Okay. Maybe we should just get We should go to the inn. Maybe a little bit quicker.
Why?
Let's just go.
Alright.
And Presto just, like, takes his arm. Like the forearm of Casper.
Just grabs his whole...
Yeah. Which you do have to remember, we're about the same height.
Well, yeah, but he's...
But he's much bigger.
Beefier.
Presto is a bit, like, more...
Stick.
Stick, pun intended. Yeah. And she'll start kind of dragging Casper along. Maybe walking a little bit too fast for him, because my walking speed is 45.
Casper is somewhat tripping, somewhat
scrawl,
trying to keep up behind you because you've got a solid grip.
Yes.
She goes, as you guys do this, you both hear, like, kind of the sound. It's a very weird sound. Kind of sounds like someone trips, and you hear like a, oh crap. And then like a scrambling and getting back up. This is coming from one of the rooftops near you.
Preste will now have her eyes on that rooftop.
Am I gonna do something stupid or are you gonna stop me?
Preste's still dragging you. She's just watching the rooftop now. But you can do whatever you want.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, let's go.
But what if he needs help?
He's fine.
But he tripped.
It's okay.
I've tripped a lot. And then I usually have to go get some gauze. Nope. Some, what's it called in fantasy world? Some bandages.
Gauze.
Yeah. I feel like it wasn't called gauze. I don't know. Bandages.
I'm sure he's fine. Let's go to the inn and then we can talk about it. And we can tell someone there who might know other people here.
Okay.
Okay.
She took one of the crappy dice. Don't worry. I hate you.
So what are you guys'
the
ACs?
Highest is 18. Well, I guess he probably wouldn't have a shield out right now. Hold on. I think it's a 16.
14.
Yeah, he wouldn't have a shield out unless we were... about to start combat.
Why is
16.
So
are you wearing armor?
No, I'm a monk.
Yeah, no. Let's check.
Yours is 16. Yours is
14.
Okay. Don't look at
he
me.
Hits us.
So
I forgot to hit the long rest for that. Sorry.
So I'm trying to. From both sides of you.
Oh goodness.
Two people drop on your left, and one person drops on your right. The two people on your left both swing at you with, like, short swords, and they both hit. Sorry.
Who are they hitting?
Both of us.
One each.
Okay.
They don't do that much, though. It's okay. Which of you has higher?
Me.
Okay. Casper, you're going to take 4, and Presday, take 2.
Gotcha.
And you take 4. You're typing.
No.
Take 4 damage. It's like working with children.
I still
in here,
have
guys.
More than Presday's base hit points.
That's really sad. Okay, everyone roll.
Roll initiative.
Now Casper's getting his shield out.
Nat 20.
That's crazy.
6. It's actually an 8, but I rolled a 6.
Sorry, I'm making sure I don't have pluses with either of these guys. Okay.
Casper.
Nat 20 plus 3.
Casper looks up.
Preste, you go first, okay?
Yay.
You get to go
Preste
first.
Preste was looking at him. She was ready.
Preste goes first. Yeah. No, Casper goes, oh, you're going to stain my new shirt.
He pulls a shield out.
How old do these people look?
Just rap scallions.
Oh, do you want me to describe them?
Yeah,
yes, please.
Sure. She rolled natural 20. Give her anything.
One second. I'm mapping out the
yeah
thing real fast. Yeah, don't look at this.
Don't worry. I put a clear barrier in between Sheridan and I.
Put a more wall. Yeah. We're using our dice containers.
An 8.
Oh. Yeah, you definitely go here. Okay.
I rolled a 6, but I have a +2. So. Which is more than the poor.
These people are heavily cloaked. The group of two, well, all of them, really, are all wearing masks. The two people, one of them is wearing a mask that looks like a great horned owl. The other is
we
wearing...
We didn't have a great horned owl last time.
The other is wearing...
We had a snowy owl.
Oh, we had a snowy owl.
The other is wearing a mask that looks like an osprey.
Osprey.
And then the one that's by, like, himself is wearing a mask that looks like a golden eagle. And these
Zeus.
Are... No. These are in the style of the bandits that you guys have encountered before. They all look about average height, though.
I can take them. I didn't hit a single bandit last time. Okay, bro, here we go!
Okay, so...
No.
As Presidé, I'm assuming I go first.
You go
Presidé, you go first.
As Presidé is beginning to punch these people, she's going to kind of, like, yell over to Casper. Hey, Casper. How about with these ones, we go ahead and leave one of them conscious?
All right.
Sounds good. You can make quick work. I'm confident now.
Confident?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna jinx us.
I'm confident until 5 more show up.
Oh, goody.
Okay, you know the drill. Unarmed strike.
Go for it.
Hey,
which
next
one?
The one that swung at me.
Okay.
When they landed, did one of them, like, stagger ever so slightly, like he tripped a minute ago?
You know, the one by itself, he did, like, kind of, just a little bit. Because he was the one that rolled and didn't hit, so I think it's really funny to say he's the one that tripped.
19.
Oh, that hits.
6 damage.
Okay.
She not done.
I don't know. Even without using key point, I'm not done, but I am going to use a key point. Just wait until next level. I get 2 attacks in my normal action.
Remember to open your soul for the magic.
You do unarmed, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
No reason.
I do have a boomerang, too.
You also have something else.
Oh.
The absolute
I'm not used to using weapons.
Is Casper slow?
Casper. You have to use it.
It's the dagger, guys, that we talked about in the recap.
But it's cool.
You know what else it is?
Turn to like hit someone over the head.
You know what else it is?
What?
It's you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM. Conway, Arkansas, and we are KHD20, and some more masked bandits who have an obsession with birds. Not this, I swear this has nothing to do with Dr. McClung, but she'll probably appreciate some of this, other than the fact that we're attacking the birds. They attacked first, and they're not real birds. Yay!
That you know of.
Could be Eric Cochran.
To be fair, you didn't take the masks off of the other masked bandits.
We're going to this
but
time.
But Eric Cocker are tall.
Okay, I'm punching the same guy again.
Hey, we were very nice to the other Eric Cocker. Oh, goodness.
You know what? I have a new feat. I want to use it. I'm going to use Lucky.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't have to use the point until after I roll the other one and decide whether I want to use it or not. But I have to decide before I learn the outcome.
Yep.
I will use that lucky point. That's gonna be a 22.
Dang.
Are you hitting the same guy?
Yes.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, that's for the first one. Damage for the first, or for the second punch. 7.
Okay, so That's enough.
I still have another punch.
Okay, you don't have to because he falls to the ground concussed and knocked out.
Can I use the other punch on the other guy?
Yes.
Thanks. I used a key point. If not, I could have just used my unarmed strike.
Punch him.
I'm going to punch the guy who attacked Casper now.
Go
with
for
my
it.
Other flurry blows.
Casper is... While this is happening, Casper's pulling his shield out, and he realizes that one of them is too loose, so he's just fixing it. That's why he's going so late. Not because he sucks. Or not... Well, he doesn't. I just suck at rolling dice.
This is gonna be a 14.
That hits.
It hits?
The other... Mm-hmm.
I was so prepared for that not to. Oh.
The one that attacked Casper? Yeah, that hits.
Oh. Okay.
Why'd you say like
really
that? Why'd you say like, which one's the gold one?
The one that hasn't been hit yet.
He's the one that tripped, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
5 damage.
Okay.
Remember, Casper, be kind of careful. We want to leave one of them.
All right. As he pulls out his morning star.
Actually, wait. I forgot. I have...
You can do not... Oh, wait.
Well, not just that. I have open hand techniques. Because I used Flurry of Blows.
Mm-hmm.
I...
You're going to punch him again?
No.
This is the push,
this
right?
This is from...
Oh, right.
Push or... fall over.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can't take a reaction until the end of their next turn. But I'm going to try to get this guy to fall prone.
Okay. So that's a strength saving throw, correct?
Dex. DC 11.
I always get it mixed up.
Well, one of them is a strength saving throw. That's if I want them to not use their reaction.
So that was a 17.
Okay, then he doesn't.
That's gonna save. What are you doing?
Making a shape.
Okay. Is that the end of your turn?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna do one guy at a time. So the one that you just hit is gonna try and hit you.
Okay.
Whoa.
Surprisingly.
Whoa.
So Casper saw that. I rolled a 2. Ooh.
Casper watches this guy trip over his bootlaces.
Yeah, he trips a little. He stumbles. His sword goes right past you.
Casper goes. He doesn't laugh that much. I don't know how much y'all
okay.
He just
and then,
giggles a little.
The other guy steps forward.
The gold mask. Zeus.
Yep.
He might.
It's okay.
What are both of your ACs?
18.
14.
Okay, so, the golden eagle mask, swings twice and hits both of you once.
Okay.
I'm gonna roll one at a time, so I'm gonna roll Prez Ace first. I rolled so low. You got a 4 damage, Prez Day.
Okay.
That's low. That was bad.
You also take 4 damage.
Oh, okay. I was afraid.
I rolled ones on both of my damages.
Oh, that's.
Okay, Casper, it's your turn.
Okay, so Casper's gonna be.
Don't worry about it.
Man, now he's just spreading. And he's going to take his morning star. He's going to swing at the guy.
The golden eagle?
Yes.
Okay. Roll the hit.
You took my blue one.
You want it back?
No.
What the heck? I did just roll a 1 on the blue one, so I don't think you want it.
Oh.
12.
That does not hit.
Whoa, really?
It would have hit the other guy.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Do you have anything else you want to do?
Maybe. I don't know yet. Give me a second. No.
Okay. It's back up to Prez Day.
Okay, Prez Day is going to... for this first attack, she's going to bring out the dagger.
Okay.
I feel like figured she should probably keep her hand on the dagger so she's not going to throw it. Even though she likes to.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to go ahead, because she kind of wants us to start getting over with.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to go ahead and slash it at the guy who she's already hit.
Okay. Roll the hit.
That's another 14.
Okay. So, as you swing this dagger, you see it glow with a soft green light. And as you hit him, this green light spreads and it kind of leeches off of him. And this green light turns kind of white as it goes into the dagger. The way this is going to work, I homebrewed some magic items. This is one of them. So when Sorrel's dagger is used as a melee weapon, you get to add an extra 2d6 damage. And you recover half of the total damage dealt. You can either give it to yourself, or you can go expend movement and touch a willing creature and give that health to that willing creature.
Oh, this is great, because I have no healing if you go down to give it to you, so this is good.
Yes. So the way this works is you roll the damage of a normal dagger, and then you roll two extra d6.
Okay.
And then half of that total damage you can use as a healing spell.
I'll
go ahead and... Okay.
They're taking notes on the magic.
Okay, so first is normal dagger damage.
Do you need an extra d6?
No, I have.
Okay.
I have enough. I'm gonna do fancy bits. I just got a new one.
Yay!
I have four.
No, that's so good.
How many sixes did you just roll?
None, but you rolled a 5 and a 4.
Oh.
So that's going to be 9, 10, 11, Wait, 12, 13, yeah. 14 damage.
Okay,
is this the golden one or no?
No, this is not the one that hit you, the one that I had already hit.
So you get to recover 7. And this guy goes down.
Okay, and I am going to go ahead and heal myself. Sorry, Casper. You still have more than
fine. I
do.
I have multiple healing spells and a lot of lay on hands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Did I get more lay
on
hands?
I'm not done.
I know you're not done. What's your reaction to that, though?
Preste just, like, she's just, like, like, she's starting to be, like, okay, this is starting to hurt. She takes the dagger out because she's ready to go to bed.
She's tired.
She's done.
Casper's cold.
And so she just takes it. She steps forward and goes to slash. She sees this green glow. And it almost, like, takes her a second. But, like, she almost, like, hits harder than she means to then. Because she's trying to not do real damage to these people. But she just gave 14.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. And as she does this, and she sees the white glow, and she sees just how damaging it was, and she feels herself get better, and these slashes start, like, closing, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
She just pauses for half a second and just stares at the dagger, because she's never done anything magical before, nor really interacted with anything magical other than Casper healing her. So this definitely feels incredibly different and almost unnatural to her than pulling on her own energy. So she takes a second, and she just goes ahead and resheaths the dagger inside her tunic, and she's just like, we're not done. And she turns, and she... sprints over to the other one, and Flurry of Blows, she's gonna try to get him prone.
Okay.
Is her main goal.
Okay.
Not to do damage.
Roll the hit.
She's not even trying to knock him out. Okay. I have two hits. That's fine. 13.
That does not hit.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if this is going to hit this one. I'm going to lucky roll and see.
Okay.
That doesn't matter anyways. So, 14.
That does not hit.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
You did a really cool thing. It's fine.
Yeah, but that's fine. No, she is so stunned from this that she turns and it's like, we're not done. But now, like, her hands are shaking as she goes to, like, hit mm-hmm. this guy. And she just kind of, like, goes forward a little
bit. Yes, I imagine even though you're pretty much fully healed, mm-hmm. The residual magic is kind of making your, like, you feel adrenaline like you've never felt before from the residual magic lingering in your body.
Oh, I told you it was in the soul.
That is not the same, Casper.
It's quite freeing, isn't it?
Oh, that's really funny.
Y'all, that started out as a joke, and that just made it so much better.
Okay.
Oh, that's so good.
It's the so Golden good. Eagle's
it's
turn.
It's not my turn.
It's not no. your turn, Casper.
I rolled so low.
That's really funny. I rolled a nat 20 and a nat 1. So who's closer to him right now?
I just tried to punch him.
I tried to punch him and missed. We're both right next to him.
Yeah.
Would you go for the person who tried to punch him or the one who tried to hit him with a morning star?
You're so right. He's going to go for Casper.
Okay,
so just has a short sword.
Okay.
first swing absolutely misses terribly. And then he like readjusts his grip and swings down on you. Let me roll damage.
Let's see if it goes into his shoulder or nicks him.
I do also, luckily, if you go down, now have a way to heal you, because I did not at first.
You take 11 damage.
Boy! How's Casper looking?
He's fine.
Okay.
Speaking of Casper, it is Casper's turn.
Hold on. Yay. He's not terrible, actually.
Okay.
So the sword comes down and, like, totally cuts Casper, like, across, like, the left side of his chest. And he's like, oh, now you've done it. You ripped the shirt clean in two. And he's going to swing at him again.
Okay. Roll the hit.
It's not a 20. It's not a 20, but it's a 19.
Okay. No,
take it. Yay.
That definitely is going to hit.
25.
That's going to hit.
Yay.
Roll damage.
I'm going to hit him. Do I double smite him? I might. He broke my shirt, man.
That's so aggressive.
Broke my shirt. Reverend made that for me. Well, yeah, I'm gonna do it.
That's crazy behavior.
Alrighty, folks.
That is so many dice.
That's so... Oh, no!
One. So I'll just roll a different one.
Floor dice don't count.
Meth. <22.
laughs> Nice.
I want... Wait, why are there... 20. Oh, wait, I rolled... Hold on. It's more than that. Or less. I don't know. I think it was a D8, not a D6.
So ooh.
But it's okay. It's a 6.
That's crazy.
It was a 6. The one that fell on the floor was a 6.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Okay, well, I think either way, I hit him pretty hard.
You hit him pretty hard.
Not
it doesn't take him down.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Okay,
wait,
okay.
How much was it?
22. He's looking pretty rough.
Wait, hold on.
Kind of just stumbles back.
You see, so Casper says his little thing. Now you're gonna get it. And then he swings his Morning Star, and he, you, not only do you see the tips of the Morning Star crackle with this golden light, when he hits the guy, he hits him so hard. You see this, and this crack of lightning as this lightning comes through this Morning Star and also hits the guy.
Cool.
AKA I Thunderous and Divine Smited him.
Cool.
Very nice.
Which, hold on, let me see if Thunderous.
Where is it?
He needs to make a strength saving throw.
Okay.
Is he a creature?
What do you mean is he a creature?
I don't
know.
It says if he's a creature, he must succeed a strength.
Is it alive?
Is a human,
I think
a creature.
Everything's a creature.
In D&D.
I think they mean if it's not like
an object.
Yes.
Everything is a creature unless it's inanimate.
Or maybe a swarm.
Yeah.
That's still a creature.
I don't know.
That's creatures.
I'm not in charge of D&D.
Swarm rolls are weird.
What do you roll?
An 8.
You fail. You're knocked backwards 10 feet and knocked prone. Sorry.
Yes.
And guess who's next?
Reze.
You go. That's what you get. Now I have to sew this back together, and my fingers are not very dexterous.
I'm gonna make you roll for that later. Anyway, Reze, it's your turn.
Okay, so he's prone.
He's prone.
Uh-huh.
So prone is on stomach, right? I don't think
it matters.
Happens in D&D. There is a difference between prone and supine, but I don't think D&D.
Oh my god, it does not matter.
I know. It does matter for
STEM
what I want
major.
To do. It matters for what I want to do. Is he on his tummy or his back?
Okay, it just means they're lying on the ground. Is he on his stomach or
bed? I imagine 10 feet in this area, he would have hit a wall and would have slid down it.
Would have slid down it.
So he's probably, like, sitting.
Okay.
Sitting dazed.
Yes. Very dazed. He probably has a concussion.
So...
Concussion.
Can... Prez Day... just attempt to... grapple him and tie his hands and feet.
Yeah.
He's going to try to do that.
Is that opposed strength? Is that how that works? Or no, because it's prone?
I don't know.
I don't know how prone works, guys. Prone's weird.
Google prone. And while they're doing that, you're listening to KHDX 93.1 FM Conway, Arkansas. And we are in towards the end of combat.
Hopefully.
And we will be taking a break soon, we promise. We have some songs prepped that are very fun. But we gotta figure out who this golden eagle Zeus man is.
Yes.
And we gotta see if Prez Day wins in high school wrestling.
Prez Day's pretty tall.
Casper is cheering you on.
Yes.
Did you Google it?
They can't move unless they crawl. And they have disadvantage on attack rolls. I'm going to do opposed strength, but I'll roll a disadvantage.
Okay, cool.
I think that's what we'll do. I don't know how it actually works.
Cool.
I'm probably going to roll badly anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, if I rolled badly, I'm using lucky anyways, so... Is it just
straight strength?
I'm using lucky.
What'd you get?
An 11.
Okay, I rolled a 10, so you're good.
Okay,
thank goodness
I used lucky.
She got him.
This is why I choose lucky. This is why I do this. I've already used it twice.
That was such a good decision for this session. Oh my gosh.
I love it. It is my
favorite
feat. You
tie him up, and I think we're going to leave the unmasking for after our break.
Ooh. Ooh.
But we are out of combat, correct?
We are out of combat, yes. So before we actually break, I rolled to see if this is a little like behind the DM screen. I rolled to see if any others were going to show up, and I rolled a nat 1.
Was it the blue dice?
It was with the blue dice that I took from
telling
Kennedy.
You, my dice suck.
I don't want that dice anymore. Because you guys made a joke. They made a joke about it, and I was like, okay, I have to roll. And I rolled a nat 1. Okay, so what are our songs for tonight?
So, I'm not close enough to the mic. Hold on.
She's getting it hooked up.
I'm getting there. I'm trying. Okay, so tonight we have some little combat slash city inspired songs by Loot the Body, which is a band on a couple different platforms. But we are going to start with Roll Another One.
Pierced by an arrow, slashed by a sword, bludgeoned with a morning star.
That was Roll Another One, and now we have Caught in a Gelatinous Cube. Another very fun, funny song. Scream for help, but I'm not getting through. I'm
gelatinous cube.